Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait. Yes, Abba. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Yahweh. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. And give me one of Toda, our Abba Yahweh, for all things. For these past days of truth. Hallelujah. And we thank Him for these days that are coming up with even more truth. Hallelujah. My heart has been delighted, in fact. Hallelujah. I have taken in so much these days, saints. Hallelujah. And I pray that you also, hallelujah, are gathering. Hallelujah. Like you would in the harvest. Just taking all that you can. Because there's a time coming where there's going to be a drought and there's going to be a shortage. Hallelujah. Where you won't hear the word of Abba Yahweh. So we must keep it and hide it. Hallelujah. In our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to ask that Deacon Benny, he's our senior deacon, to come forward. He's going to expound upon, hallelujah, the Ru'ah of knowledge.
Hallelujah. 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 For Yah is good. For we have heard through this week of the speaking of the starting off of pastor telling us about the Feast of Tabernacles. For we heard of Brother Ricky, the true commitment of a servant of Yahweh. And as we go on with the seven true Ruah Shem, the Baba Yahweh, we'll hear Brother Patrick speak on the Ruah, the fear of Yahweh. We'll hear Deacon Horn speak on the purpose of man. And Pastor Hunter speaking on the Ruah of might. And we'll hear Brother Dale speaking on the Ruah of HaKadosh, the Ruah of Abba Yahweh. And all during the week that we should have been fed and should have been fed. And the pastor came up to speak Sabbath evening to a people that say they love Abba Yahweh. You know, the words say they speak with their mouth, but their lab is far from him. Well, why do you say that, Deacon Benny? Because when the truth come to judge us, instead of us going to that tree of life, we go to that tree of good and evil. Well, what is that tree of good and evil, Deacon Benny? Is the mind. Is that kind of mind that we go through. That we go to for counsel. Because we never think in our correction, in our rebuke, in our judgment of the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. Because don't tell me that you can compare the little rebuke that we got to what Yahshua HaMashiach went through for us. But we don't think about that. Because we don't go to the tree of life. And there is still a tree of life for the people of Israel. And there is still a tree of good and evil. One that we often go to. More than the tree of life. And just like in the garden, where he commanded Ben Adam not to eat from that tree of good and evil. And Eve, he command you too. But we are a people that reject the truth. Or because we're just not totally committed to Abba Yahweh Torah. We'll do a lot of confessing that we love Abba Yahweh and his precious son Yahshua HaMashiach. But that's just not the truth. See, Abba Yahweh does not judge the outer appearance of man, but he judges the level of man, where you can't hide, where the compromising is shown. Now, this tree of life is going to be a mirror to us tonight. It is going to show us our shortcomings of what we don't want him to do. That's why we fight so much. That's why we reject his image, the truth of Abba Yahweh. And because we go to that tree of good and evil, just like it opened Eve and showed them their nakedness, so that tree of good and evil that you go to, it stripped you naked. And the tree of life is trying to clothe you tonight with Sadiq, his righteousness. And I ask you to come to this tree tonight. Don't reject it, my brothers and sisters. Because just like that tree of good and evil got Adam and Eve put out of the garden, it will cause you a separation from Abba Yahweh as well. Turn to Hosea. For it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they reject the truth of his Torah. They want to inject their thoughts and their ways. Abba Yahweh did not say one time for us to give our thoughts or even go to the will of our way. But he said, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. But we go to the tree of good and evil. We may not admit it, but we do. Because if we didn't, there would be a rejoicing. He said, of my people that are called by my name, just humble themselves. We don't do too much humbling today, but we do a lot of fighting. Of my people, just humble themselves, fast and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. He'll bring you back to that tree of life. And there is a tree of life tonight. See, the time is short. And the shepherd don't have much time to wait no more on those that's not going to hear of his Torah. He got to get the people of Yah ready to go head on for the battle. So those that have an ear, let them hear of what the Ruach, the seven Ruach Hashem is speaking all during this week. That they may take heed, that they start walking as the will of Abba Yahweh want them to walk, and start following his Torah. Quit denying the things of this life, which is temporal, and just only going to last for a moment. But let us go to the tree of eternal life that's going to help us endure the woes and the wild of this world, because we're trusting in his truth. It says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you. And the saints don't believe that. Because if they did, they would try with their all in all to draw more to Abba Yahweh and his truth. Because one thing for sure, these temporal things are going to let you down. It is not going to keep you. Because he said the Shemayims and the Olam shall pass away. But he said not one jot or one tilt of his precious truth shall pass away. And that is what we need in this time and day, saints. More of Abba Yahweh truth. And as the brother keeps speaking on the seven Ruach Hashem this week, let us eat, saints, with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And it'll go on to read that you shall be no Kohen to me, seeing you have forgotten the Torah of Abba Yahweh. And truly we have, saints. But we have walked in our own will. We have walked in our own ways, because we have eaten from that tree of good and evil. That tree of good and evil to direct us and take us away from his Torah. because it gives our own thoughts. And it gives us not of the Ruach of Yahweh, but of our own lead we speak. Not of this truth here that I'm talking about, of Abba Yahweh. It's time for us to get real with Abba Yahweh. No more compromising. No more pretending. No more game playing. Because the time is too short. Why is it that the people of Abba Yahweh can't discern the time? And our adversary know that he has but a short time. And that is the reason that he's coming against us. But the people of Abba Yahweh are not getting ready. The people of Abba Yahweh are going to get caught. Turn to Jeremiah 3 and 12. It's time to take it personal. Just like Abba Yahweh took it personal to give his only begotten son, that we have a right to his kingdom, we need to take it personal. As well as my saints, my brothers and my sisters, that we start believing in the truth that we hear from the brothers and the pastors, that we start walking in a true condition. Not only on Wednesday, not only on Sabbath, but every day. Every day, as we on the land, when we leave this land, they got to be a light that shine before us, that the people know that we are a set apart people. And that we're a different people. How can we say that we're the condition of Abba Yahweh, and they see the same thing in us that's in them? That we speak that same talk that's in them. That's not a true condition, my brothers and my sisters. It's time for us to be real. We do too much playing with the word of Abba Yahweh. We do a lot of confessing that we're the true condition. But for it to be proven or seen, that's not true, my brothers and sisters. Not only as the world to see it, but us amongst each other should see a true condition, a true brother or sister. You're not hiding from us. And you're truly not hiding from one to get up here behind this pulpit when he look out there amongst his saints and should see a joy. Where is it at? And you say you love Abba Yahweh and you believe in his precious son Yeshua and the blood that he shed. Where is that joy? Where is that smile of gladness? I don't see that, my brothers and my sisters. Because you're eating of that tree of good and evil. Or something that someone has done to you. Something that someone has said. That's a shame that you let something so petty deny you from the joy of Abba Yahweh. And how he showed you of how much he cared for you to give his very best. And we have heard plenty of truth this week. Where is the gladness of that truth? Of knowing that the brother is speaking a truth to keep us and lead us and guide us, that we endure this battle until the end. That we see Abba Yahweh. That our inheritance be with him. Where is that joy? I don't see it, my brothers and my sisters. I see the countess of a people just in here to hear the word and wait for the time is over, then go. That's the countess I see. I don't see no joy. I don't see no happiness. I got to tell you the truth, my brothers and my sisters. Because Yahshua means more to us than that. When it's time to rejoice, it should be like a great sounding trumpet, but it's not that way. And it's not that away because as I say, we still eating from that tree of good and evil. And that is our mind, saints. He said, let the mind that be in Yahshua HaMashiach be in you. Well, he said everything he did was to please the Abba. Who are you pleasing? It's not Abba Yahweh. Because that joy is just not shining tonight, my brothers and my sisters. I don't know what happened today. I don't know what was said. But I know your mind should have been on the word that was spoken all during this week. I know that. That it should have been a bright shining light that when you came in here, I see a lot of dimness on. And as the week go on, I pray that joy come within the people led. Because see, this is a celebration of Abba Yahweh. See, one thing about this celebration, that people seem to let that tree of good and evil come in. Because of something that is said, I hurt this corruptible flesh of ours. But then if we were at, say, a family reunion, or we were on a trip somewhere, it wouldn't take us much, it wouldn't take us nothing to rejoice. I ain't going to say much, nothing to rejoice. And here we is in the house of our Abba, knowing that his son shed his precious blood, and we can't lift him up. We need to repent, my brothers and my sisters, of the shameness. He said he's near to those with a broken leg and a contrite you are. We need to get broken, my brothers and my sisters. Contriteness. That we start letting the Ruach have his way. That is why the Ruach haven't entered into us yet. Because he need to clean the old vessels out. But see, just like Stephan said, Stephan, you stiff-necked. You uncircumcised in heart. The word is true, whether we want to accept it or not. When he gave the people those words there, they did just like y'all do. Y'all not running, but the counters do the same thing. It showed that you reject the truth. It showed that you fight. See, we don't believe scripture when a chastening come. It's a who Abba Yahweh chastening, or when he corrected, is a son. We don't believe that. Because if we believe that, we would cry, Abba Yahweh, help us. What must I do to be saved? But because we're still in this carnal mind, still going to that tree of good and evil, we fight, we reject, we set up that wall of saying, that's not me. Don't talk to me that way. I don't need that. We look another direction. We look down the house tonight. See, he's making us one. And nothing of ourselves can be in us. Because he said, we have been bought with a price. And we're no more our own. We belong to Abba Yahweh. We can't think of that carnal mind no more. We can't let our mind want the desire of this life no more. Our life of desire is Torah. That is our roadmap to eternity. And he gives his men servants to preach that word, to guide and lead his people. That they walk in his Torah. Yeshua, Jeremiah 3:12 say, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel. Say, Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am high-sided, merciful, says Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity. And that's so hard for us to do today, saints. only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh, your Almighty, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree. And there we have. And you have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. And as the word says, his sheep know his voice, and a stranger he will not follow. But we continue to go to that tree of good and evil. Turn, O backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married to you. And I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. For I will give you pastors according to my heart that will feed you with knowledge and with truth and show you your wicked ways and show you your shortcomings that you may have a life of eternity. We shall feed you with knowledge and understanding of the truth of his Torah, that you may walk therein, that you may not walk in your carnal mind, but you may be in that mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we all be on one accord, saints. That's the way it got to be. See, we can't be a separate body, but we got to be one body and one mind, thinking the same way, walking the same way. Just as one trusts in his Torah, all of us got to trust in his Torah. All of us got to walk in his Torah. But there's no excuse of not to walk in his Torah. But we have heard much word here. And to you there listening on the live stream, you have heard too. Because our Yahweh said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Is that why you're here tonight? Didn't you hear that the pastor was lifting up the word of Abba Yahweh? Is that what brought you to the celebration and the feast of Abba Yahweh? Ain't that what brought you here? That is what we got to lift up and not be ashamed. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. If you deny him before me. We better take the word of Abba Yahweh serious, my brothers and my sisters. Not for words just to be spoken. We better let it take root within our lives. Because this is serious time, saints. This is no time for no joking, no gesturing, no laughing. But this is time for soberness, being diligently walking in the true Torah of Abba Yahweh. He wants a true people. He wants a pure people. He wants a Sadiqa people. He wants a people that ain't gave up all now. And that's what we got to do, my brothers and my sisters. Because he's coming back. He's coming back for fruit. And as I say tonight, we're going to give y'all, we're giving y'all a fruit salad. Because when you eat fruit, is that to clean you out? We're going to clean you out. All during this week, my brother and my sister. We're going to have a transformer of this mind. We're going to clean out that lead. There'd be a heart of Abba Yahweh. And make you a true son and daughter of Abba Yahweh. That we make it in. Time is too short. D.B. Hashiman, 2 Chronicles 1 and 9. 1. We read 9 through 12. Now, O Yahweh, my Abba, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this people that is so great? And Yahweh said to Solomon, because this was in your land, you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth, and great honor, such as none of the king have had that have been before you. Neither shall there be any after you have the like. There are not too many Solomons today. No one cry, give me truth. No one cry, let me walk in the Torah of Yahweh, like a true tradition should. No one cries for the truth today, saints. No one wants the truth to judge them today, saints. Because they still have a little bit of Egypt in them, saints. They still haven't just given up to Abba Yahweh totally. The lab is still wanting the desire of Egypt. That is why, saints, they just haven't been totally committed to Abba Yahweh. They hadn't totally let him crucify this flesh and emptied out their minds and have it transformed by the true word of Abba Yahweh. Because they don't take this as serious. They don't take this walk with Abba Yahweh as to being anything. That's why there ain't no bright shining light upon the people of Abba Yahweh. See, I'm not talking about the world, because as it says in Hosea, it said my people. And he's talking about the people of Abba Yahweh, or the one that claim that they say they love him. And you do say you love him. Why are you not showing it? Of being that bright shining light that's set up on the hill. And if a light set up on the hill, it can't be seen. I have to speak the truth. I don't see it, my brothers and my sisters. Because we just don't realize how short the time is. And we don't believe the word that's being spoken is true. We don't, my brothers and my sisters. It's good, but I like quietness. Because the word of Yahweh is going to go forth regardless. So the quietness don't bother me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It's getting better. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You see how the word continually judges people of whom they say that Abba Yahweh is their Abba. And his precious son, Yeshua Mashiach, the blood was shed for them. You see how the word judged his people? All the time it's a mirror unto his people. But the people run for that mirror. Because I continually show them their shortcomings. How far they is from walking as Abba Yahweh want them to walk. It continually shows us from day to day. And every time that the pastor come in here and speak a word to us, it continue to show us ourselves. But we refuse to humble ourselves and tell Yahweh to help us. Because we're weak. We try to be strong in the might of this calling wicked man of ours. That we always go to that tree of good and evil and eat from it. We could go to that tree of life 365 days. Night, noon, and day. To whatever problem that we have, we can go to that tree of life. I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care if it's pain. Because the fruit from that tree never wither. Never rot. For that tree, from the fruit from that tree, stay fresh 365 days a year. We can eat anytime we want to eat. We can go to it anytime of the day we want to go to it. Anytime of the night we want to go to it. Anytime in the evening. Why didn't you go to it today? Why didn't you talk to that tree and pick some of that fruit today? Today would be a rejoicing and a bright light shining on you tonight when you came in here. Why didn't you go to that tree? It was present. It was present. Just like the tree of good and evil was present. And y'all showed me which tree you went to. For y'all's good. Mishly, Proverbs 1 and 21. For this walk is real. He said he is the way, the tree of life. He said, if any man knock, he will come unto him. Ain't too many wanting to go to that tree of life. She cried in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gate. In the city she uttered her words, saying, how long, you simple one, will you love simplicity? And the scorns delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Don't you know when you reject this truth? See, when pastors call you a fool, you don't like it. But what can you say when the world says, fools hate knowledge? Now what can you do then? Now what can you say then? Are you going to fight against that? You fight against what the pastor said. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruah unto you. When he have emptied you out. When he have made you a pure vessel. A vessel for the master's use. For he is not going to put his ruah in that same fleshly man that's still corrupt. That is not going to do, my brothers and my sisters. You can say you have the ruah you want to. It's not the ruah of Yahweh. Well, it's the ruah of your will and the ruah of your way and the ruah of your Torah, not the Torah of Abba Yahweh. No, it's not. Because Abba Yahweh Torah is truth of his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Because I have called you and you refuse. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. And he's stretching out his hand tonight, my brothers and my sisters. Don't reject it. But take heed to it. Because there's much word that's going to be preached about the seven Ruashims of Abba Yahweh more days to come. And if you can't receive what's being spoken already, you're not going to receive what's to come. You're going to reject it too. Because Abba Yahweh is getting his people together. Like I said, it's no coincidence that you're here tonight. Because Abba Yahweh is want to correct the people. He want to get the people right. He want to make a people a true condition. Because he letting the people know it's time out for playing. But it's seriousness now. He wants you to take it just as way he take it personal with you. He wants you to take it personal with him. And I pray as those that go back with the word that's being spoken, I pray that it stay with them, that they see a difference, that when they have left this place, that the light shine even bright on them. He's getting his remnant together, my brothers and my sisters. And they are hearing. They are hearing. All those that are hearing are hearing. Israel, yes, sir, Israel are hearing. And those that are not Israel, they're not hearing. See, we don't believe that Yahweh do the separating. Yahweh said, because they have not the love for his Torah, he give them the desires of their own land. And he do it. He do it. So let us not be like Esau. That while repentance can be found, let us call on Abba Yahweh. Because it's going to come a time that you ain't going to be able to find them. And you know it says in Scripture that Esau saw Abba Yahweh with tears, and it didn't do him no good. Just because you call the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, it's just more than that, my brothers and my sisters. He got to be real within your leg. This thing right here, it got to be transformed. It can't have that old man. This leg right here, it got to be of Abba Yahweh. The Emet got to be down there. He said he put his Torah in your inward parts. That while the word you're not reading, but still the word is with you. All during the day, or wherever you may be, that the battle that you're going through, that you may be able to win and get the victory by pulling up that word that is in you. That Satan have no part of you. Because see, my brothers and my sisters, we're in a battle for our souls. For this is not a flesh and blood battle. That's the way you're fighting it. That's why you're not winning the battle. But see, the battle belongs to Abba Yahweh. That's the only way you're going to win this battle. You're no match for Satan. That's why you can't get the victory. This time is getting short, my brothers and my sisters. Verse 25 says, but you have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. And that is so true, Abba Yahweh. Everybody just say, help me, Abba Yahweh. We better start confessing our faults to Abba Yahweh. That while we have a chance that we may repent, that he have his tender mercies upon us, my brothers and my sisters, we better start confessing it and quit sitting there like we so right with Abba Yahweh, and that we believe that his precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that blood gonna keep us, and we still in our corrupt mind, we are fooling ourselves, my brothers and my sisters. His blood is pure. There's no corruption in his blood. We better take this walk with Abba Yahweh serious. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mark when your fears come. When your fears come as desolation, and your destruction come as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Verse 29 say, for they that hated knowledge did not choose the fear of Abba Yahweh. And we heard Brother Pat speaking about that. That Yera, that fear of Abba Yahweh. Ain't too much fear today, saints. He said, don't fear the one that can kill this body, but fear the one that can kill the body and soul and put it into hell. We don't believe there's a hell, though. One thing for sure, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. They were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, shall they eat the fruit of their own way. He going to cut that tree of that carnal man of good and evil down, my brothers and my sisters. He is going to cut it down because you rejected the tree of life. And be filled with their own devices. Verse 32 say, for the turn away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall slay them. Verse 33 say, but whoso hearkens to me shall dwell safely and shall require from the fear of evil. You better go to that tree of life, my brothers and sisters. and pick from that fruit that'll give you eternal life. That fruit that never have corruption. That fruit that you can go to 365 days of the year. Every hour of the day. You better go to that tree of life, my brother and my sister. And eat from that tree. Because Abba Yahweh, I hate to say jealous, but Abba Yahweh will have no other God, because he's the only creator, and there's no one like him before him. Because he said he was married to you. He's coming back for a virgin. He's not coming back for a bride that's been a horn around with every spirit that there is. He wants a faithful bride. Y'all don't have this, but this is Chirac. If you love to listen, you will gain knowledge. And if you incline your ear, you will become wise. Let us hear what you are speaking in the days that have passed and the days to come. With an open lip. He that is not wise will not be taught. But there is wisdom which multiplies business. Verse 13 says, the knowledge of a wise man shall abound like a flood, and his counsel is like pure fountain of life. Verse 14 said, the inner parts of a fool are like a broken vessel, and he will hold no knowledge as long as he lives. And verse 15 says, when a skillful man of understanding hears a wise word, he will commend and praise it. We don't do too much praising today, saints. Do a lot of rejecting, but no praising. And add to it, but as soon as a reveler of no understanding hears it, it displeases him, and he casts it behind his back. And that is what we do, saint. We let it go on one ear and out the other one. No more than we sitting here. As soon as we leave through them doors, this word is forgotten. This word is forgotten. Why do you say that, Deacon Benny? Because how can the word be remembered when it comes to praise the name of Yahweh? It may be a few there, it may be a few there, few there, few there. And it said that we should have that one mind, and we all should be on one accord. Now we all claim that we're the true condition of Abba Yahweh. Everyone here sitting proclaim that. We all say we love Yahshua HaMashiach. But when it comes to us being as one mind, it's not there. It's not there. Because the truth bear witness with what's being spoken, and that's the emit, that's the truth. When correction comes to the children of Abba Yahweh, we will say, help me, Abba Yahweh, show me my shortcoming. What must I do to be saved? We will cry that, but we don't cry that. We show on our foreheads of the dislike of we don't like it. That's not me. Don't say that to me. I don't need that. I'm all right. I know what I'm doing. I got the word in me. You don't have the word in you. Because Abba Yahweh is speaking the word to show you of your shortcoming and what you need. Now, if you're following along with the word that I'm speaking, then you believe it's the truth. Then it's showing you don't have the word. Because his people love his word. And they rejoice in it. Whether it be correction, reproof, or whatever it may be, they will rejoice in it. For Yahweh come to judge his house in his celebration. And it's still a rejoicing. It's still rejoicing. Whether it be rebuke, whether it be correction, whether it be reproof, it's still a rejoicing. It's still a rejoicing. You may not think it's a rejoicing because it hurts this flesh of ours. That's what Abba Yahweh trying to get us out of. That's why he's trying to give us that mind of his precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. It said, it will please Abba Yahweh to bruise his son. It don't well please you to get the correction of Abba Yahweh. Cause you fight. Yeah, you fight. And you fight hard too. With your own mind and your own will. Shirach could continue on to say verse 12. Talking about Yeshua HaMashiach. Therefore let us lie in wait for this Tzaddik of man. Because he is inconvenient to us and opposes our action. He upbraids and reproaches us for our transgressions against the Torah and objects to our infamous reputation, the transgression of our education. He professes to have the knowledge of Abba Yahweh. He calls himself the child of Abba Yahweh. And we're talking about Yeshua HaMashiach here in the Shirat. He was made to reprove our thoughts. He is grievous to even to behold, for his life is not like other men. His ways are another fashion. We are considered by him as counterfeits. He abstained from our ways as from filthiness. He pronounces the end of the just to be blessed. He makes his boast that Yahweh is his Abba. Let us see if his words are true. Let's prove what shall happen in the end of life. For if the just man be the son of Yahweh, he will help him and deliver him from the hands of the enemy. And that he will, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, if you just trust in him. Oh, if you just let the Emunah of Abba Yahweh work, he will cleanse and purge and wash you and make you white as snow. Let us examine him with despitefulness and torture that we may know how meek he is and prove his patience and forbearance. Let us not be ashamed of him, for let us such things that they did imagine and were received, for their own wickedness has blinded them, and for the secret purpose of Yahweh they knew them not. Neither hope they for the wages of righteousness, nor discern a reward for blameless soul. For Yahweh created man to be immortal, and made him to be an image of his own eternity. Nevertheless, through envy of the devil, came death into the world, and they that do hold of his side do experience it because of that tree that they eat of good and evil, because of our adversary. It said that our adversary come in this world, and he told us that even though that he come, there's nothing of him, of Abba Yahweh, and his precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Why do we keep eating from that tree of good and evil? That we're gonna be just like Eve. Come short and miss our inheritance of life. We're gonna miss it, my brother and my sister. Are we gonna abide in his, emit his truth? And we don't let that be a part of us. And let that be our everyday life. See, ain't no compromising here. The word is right when he said that those of the household of faith are his people. And when he said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? Who is my father? He meant exactly what he said in the word. Those that do the house, those of the household of faith. And he meant exactly what he said. But because we go to that tree of good and evil, we want to compromise his truth. We want him to make a way in his Torah, or some kind of way that we can squeeze them in, not realizing they may pull you from Abba Yahweh, that you may be lost. Because I'm telling you, it said if Daniel, Noah, and Job was in this time, that they wouldn't try to save son, they wouldn't try to save daughter, they wouldn't try to save no one but themselves. You better do the same thing, my brothers and my sisters. If the little ones, our children, don't want to go on, let them go on. For we got to make it in. We just have enough to keep ourselves. And we're not doing too good with that. Yahweh got to continually chastise us, saints, because we so easily go astray. Very easily go astray. When we leave here tonight, we're going to slip. But see, we know the one to go to bring us back. If we go to him, Yah's good. And he loves his people, saints. He loves his people. That's why he continues to correct his people, to let them know that you still have a chance. Even though you may walk in this carnal mind and get out of his way, that he can bring you back. Come back to the tree of life, my saint. Come back to the tree of life, my brothers and sisters. It's still here. It's still here. For Yah is a mighty Yah. Wisdom 3:1. But the souls of the Tzaddikah are in the hands of Yahweh, and no torment shall touch them. Look how he loves his people. It's just the people of Yah a shortcoming of their love toward him. Verse 2 says, in the sight of the unwise, they seem to die. Their departure is taken for misery. But they are in the shalom of Abba Yahweh. For though they be punished in the sight of men, yet is their hope full of immortality. Because their trust is in Abba Yahweh. And have been a little chastised, they shall be greatly rewarded. And did you hear that, saints? And we do so much fighting when the chastisement and reproof of Yah come toward us. And his mercy still abide. Still abide. For Yahweh proveth them and found them worthy for himself. It's definitely not because of us, saints. It's only because of him. It's not because of us. It's because of him. I'm so glad it was him. Because I couldn't have did it. And neither could you. Because you might have got mad at me. And you wouldn't have went through it. I'm so glad it was him. See, like I say, you continually show me the love toward him. You could have praised him a lot better than that. When it comes to a praise, saints, a praise is a praise. Not a little lightness like I just heard. You trying to tell me there's not but one person that can praise Abba Yahweh. And everybody in here got mouths and got a tongue. See, I know you say, Deacon Benny, you talk so much about praise. See, there's so many, as I stand here tonight, have went home and didn't have a chance to praise them. There's so many here, so many tonight, just mine is tormented with drugs and don't know how to get to Yah. It's so many that Yah's not going to give a chance to get to him. And he give you a chance tonight. He put this tender mercy and love kindness upon you. And you trying to tell me you can't praise him? Help us, Yah. Oh, for we need you, Yah. For we need you. For we need you, Abba Yahweh. Oh, we need you, Abba Yahweh. Turn to Mishlei, Proverbs 2 and 1. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 2 and 1. He says, my son, if you will receive my words, hide my mishpat with you. Verse 2 say, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Verse 3, yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. And verse 4 say, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shall you understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Yahweh. He lays up sound wisdom for the tzaddikah. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the path of judgment and preserves the way of his hashad kedushim. Then, verse 9 says, then shall you understand the tzaddikah and judgment and equity. Yes, every tough path. Verse 10 says, when wisdom enter into your lab and knowledge da'ah is pleasant to your soul, discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you. And verse 12 say, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, and from the man that speak forward things, who leave the path of unsadika to walk in the ways of darkness. And the word said, what fellowship of light and darkness, my brothers and my sisters? Well, it's going to do either one. The light going to overpower the darkness, or the darkness going to overpower the light. That's why us being true condition got to speak. For thus says Abba Yahweh, wherever we be, whether we be family or whether we be out there in this old land, still we got to speak and not be ashamed of what Abba Yahweh and the will of Abba Yahweh wants us to do. We got to speak it, saints. For we see that they serve their God out there very well. And not ashamed to do it in front of you that say you love Abba Yahweh and Yahshua. They make you not open your mouth. And they'll say all day long, tell you about their God. But you won't let them know about your Abba Yahweh and your Yahshua HaMashiach. And I'm not saying or telling you to go profess that to them. No, those that work, just do your job and come home. You don't have to say a thing to them people out there. Your light will show them of who you are. Who ways are crooked and they're forward in their path to deliver you from the strange woman. Even from the strange which flatters with her words. And this world is like a flattered woman. So many things to turn the people of Yah from his Torah. And if we're not grounded and rooted in the truth, it will get us and put us in a snare. That's what's wrong with the people of Yah today. Still some of that is in them. They have been totally cleaned out yet. And it's like a pulling on them and a tugging. They need to go to that tree of life. For a house inclined to death and a path to the dead, none that go to her return again. You can try to be a match for this world if you want to. But without Abba Yahweh keeping you, when you go out to this world, it will get you. And you will be like a dead man to Abba Yahweh. For your thoughts will be no more on his Torah. So don't tell me you're a match for this world. The only way we'll fight in this battle, we trust in Abba Yahweh. You ain't no match for Satan. We better trust the one that is. Turn to Mishle, Proverbs 3 and 12. For this is a great celebration. For this is what's going to keep us. What a blessed celebration that we can celebrate our Abba. 8 days. It's a great celebration. Have a problem with the one that sent his very best, that we have a right to eternity. And then who's out there in the world partying and going on? It wasn't nothing for us to go to 8 days partying. I even going to the clubs. They make no difference how many days. So the little one may not went to the club, but we have some kind of activity here that'll go for 8 days that pleases this flesh of ours. They would go to 8 days with no problem. No problem. No hesitation. Wouldn't get sleepy. We get sleepy when the word of Yah start coming, don't we? That's because you're going to that tree of good and evil. Well, why do you keep calling that tree good and evil? Because when you say this right here is evil, it said when you call good evil and evil good, then that's why I tell you that you go to that tree of good and evil. Because one thing for sure, if you go to the tree of life, it's going to work the peaceful fruit of Abba Yahweh in your inner man. And you is going to rejoice. Yes, you will. You is going to rejoice. The angels and the Shemayim rejoice. Abba Yahweh is good to us, my brothers and my sisters. It truly have been a blessing from the start of Wednesday till tonight. And I thank Abba Yahweh for his word of correction to me. For that is the way that I should walk if I want to endure eternal life. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects. Now it says right there, for whom Yahweh loves, he corrects. Why we don't believe that? Because if we believe that, there wouldn't be no hardening of the faces. There would be a rejoicing. There would be a gladness that Abba Yahweh considered us and still calling us his sons and his daughters. Whom Yahweh loves, he corrects. See, we don't think that's love. Even as a father, the son, on whom he delights. Verse 13, happy is the outer man that finds wisdom, and the outer man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. All the things you can desire are not to be compared to her. The length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are shalom. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is everyone that retains her. Yahweh by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath established the Shemayim. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down to the dew. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life to your soul, favor to your neck. Then shall you walk in your way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yes, you shall lie down. Your sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, of the desolation of the wicked. When it comes, in my last verse, for Yahweh shall be your confidence, and shall keep your foot from being taken. I will turn it back into the hand of Deacon Holmes. As I say to my brothers and my sisters in my closing, go to that tree of life. Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, come on with it, my brother and my sister. Come on with it. There's no reason for hesitation. Come on with it.
I'm certainly going to take heed to that, saints. Hallelujah. Because this is the same word that has begun in this feast of festivity. Hallelujah. It's the same word even now. Hallelujah. The word of Yahweh does not change. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't change. Hallelujah. It's not a thing of emotion where I just feel happy because I hear a certain word preached. Hallelujah. Because every word of Yahweh is pure. Hallelujah. We should eat the whole stave of bread. We shouldn't just take one part. Hallelujah. Because we think that's mighty. And then this piece right here has no meaning. That's not how it should be taken, saints. Hallelujah. But we should take all of it. Hallelujah. Every piece with thankfulness and with rejoicing. So I rejoice tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Yah has been tough. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand to our feet, saints. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Yahweh, we thank you, Abba, for all things. Hallelujah. For your reproof. For your chastisement. For your judgment, Abba, Yahweh. For in that you lead the children of Israel. Hallelujah. We bless you, Abba. And we thank you, Yahweh. And as we return to our sukkahs, to our homes, Yahweh, wherever we are staying tonight, Yahweh, let this word continue to, hallelujah, course our lives, Abba Yahweh, that we search for that thing that is not of you, Abba Yahweh. And that we, hallelujah, that we desire, Abba Yahweh, to get that right, to purify ourselves. How? By the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So we bless you again for all things. In the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, we do pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.